Hello, my name is Hannah, speaking to you on a recorded line. What is the name of the person you're transferring?
Yes, Hannah, her name is Cerlinda. That's Cerlinda, last name Burns.
Okay, perfect. You can go ahead and complete the transfer. Have a good rest of your day.
Okay, you too.
Hello, is this Cerlinda?
Yes, it is.
Hi, my name is Hannah, speaking to you on a recorded line. How are you doing today?
I'm okay, getting ready for the holidays.
Yeah, of course. Okay, so were you looking to see if you may participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit today?
I was, yes.
Yeah, of course. Okay, let me try to see if we are going to be able to assist you. Before we go ahead and move forward, I just want to confirm some basic information. I have your first name here. I'm sorry?
I said sure.
Okay. I have your first name here as Cerlinda. That's Cerlinda. Last name Burns, Burns. Is that right?
That is right. Is that a D as in dog? And then Cerlinda?
Yes. D
okay,
as in dog.
Yes.
Okay. My apologies. Okay, great. And for your phone number, I have 562-751-0931. Is that right?
That's me. Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. And is that a Long Beach area code that I'm looking at here?
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
Yes, it is. It's really Paramount, but it is Long Beach, too.
Oh, okay. That's funny. I'm actually from Long Beach myself as well, so that's funny.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I live in Long Beach, like 30 years ago.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was born at Long Beach Memorial, right off of XMNO. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so anyway, let's go ahead and move forward. And you are currently still a U.S. resident, is that right?
Yes, I am.
Okay, have you already found an attorney to assist you, or this would be your first time?
This would be my first time.
Okay, so you are willing to affirm then that you have not signed documents or sought legal representation with any other law firm, is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay, got it. And did you take the Depo Provera shots for at least one full year and at least 4 different injections?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and after taking the Depo shots, were you then diagnosed with meningioma?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm so sorry to hear that. Was it meningioma of the brain or spine?
It was in the back of my head, yeah.
Would that be the brain?
The brain, yes, ma'am.
Thank you so much for clarifying that. Okay. Now, when was it that you were diagnosed? Do you have the exact month, day, and year?
Yes, I do because, you know, this is a, you know, I was diagnosed May 29th, 2010. I remember because I remember dates kind of good, and that was kind of a significant day in my life. So,
Of course. Yeah, and thank you so much for sharing. Yeah, thank you for sharing that information with me, it being, you know, so sensitive and all. And I just want to confirm again that date being May 29th of 2010. Is that right?
That's correct, ma'am.
Okay. Now, do you recall the method in which they had diagnosed you? Was it via CT scan, an MRI, or both?
I had a CT scan. I had a biopsy, and I did think they did some blood tests, too.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Okay. We'll go ahead and get some basic information here. What's your date of birth? Let's start there.
May 18, 1961.
Thank you so much. Oh, my goodness. You were diagnosed so close to when it was your birthday. I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
I see. Okay.
Right after.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay,
yeah.
I'll go ahead and read that date.
Yes, if I can come in.
Okay.
That's my boyfriend. Sorry.
Honey? Yes,
I'm sorry. Can you come in? Should this be in private? Ma'am?
I'm still here.
And should this be in private?
I mean, you are going to be sharing some details about, like, the hospital that you were diagnosed at, but so it's just up to you if you feel comfortable.
Yeah, I'll step out for a minute. And then
okay.
Here we go.
Okay.
Okay, I'm ready. I'm
okay.
Sorry.
No, you're fine. Okay, so I'm just going to read that date of birth back to you as May 18th of 1961. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, and besides yourself, are you aware of anyone else that was affected by the Depo Provera shots, or just you, to the best of your knowledge?
I don't know nobody else. No.
Okay. Was it the name brand Depo-Provera that you were using?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And it was Depo-Provera, not like the generic or the sub-Q one, right?
No, it was Depo-Provera. Yeah, I got the brand name.
Okay, got it. Mm-hmm. Okay. And you stated that you had used it for at least 1 year with at least 4 separate injections prior to being diagnosed. Is that right?
I used it almost 8 years, yeah.
8 years. Okay, got it. And would you happen to recall, you know, that time frame? When did you start using it? Do you remember the year?
I started using it in March, okay. March 1998.
Oh, wow. Okay. So you remember the year. Okay. So then would it have been 2006 that you stopped using it?
Yes.
Okay. Gotcha. So for the start date, I'll go ahead and put March, and again, just as an estimate, March 1st of 1998. Is that accurate?
That would be close, yes.
Okay. And how about the stop date? Do you remember the month that you stopped using it in 2006?
It was in March again, yeah.
March.
I stopped using it around March, yeah.
Okay, so I'll go ahead and put March 1st, 1998, to about March 1st of 2006. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay,
that would be
got it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, got it. Thank you for that. Okay. And for our HIPAA consent forms, can you please confirm your gender for me?
I am female.
Thank you so much, Serlinda. Okay, and I have your first name here as Serlinda, last name Burns. Do you also go by a middle name or middle initial or just first and last?
No. I just first and last name.
Got it. Okay, perfect. And social.
Oh, you mean my social? 553-43.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I hate giving this out. 9980 to strangers.
Perfect. I completely understand, and I can just guarantee you that this information is only going to be used, the consent form, that's only going to be
okay.
accessed by the attorneys so that they can pull your medical record. That's all it's going to be used for. And you'll see it on the consent form exactly what it lists out.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, but
did
I completely understand. Yeah, so I'll repeat that back to you just to make sure I got it right. That's 553-43-9980. Is that right?
That's correct. That's
perfect.
Correct, yes.
Okay, and I already have an email here for you, which is your first name, mm-hmm. Serlinda0518@gmail.com. Is that still a good email for you?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. And what's going to be the best address for you?
15528 Orange Avenue. That's apartment number 6.
Mm-hmm.
It's in Paramount, California.
Okay.
90723.
Perfect. I will go ahead and read that back to you. So I have 15528 Orange Avenue, apartment number 6, Paramount, California, 90723. Is that right?
That's correct, ma'am. Yes,
okay.
Thank you.
Perfect. And now the next few things we're going to go over is going to be about your meningioma specifically. At any point prior to your diagnosis for meningioma, were you ever diagnosed with cancer?
No.
Okay. And would you happen to recall the name of the doctor that diagnosed you with the meningioma? Do you remember who that was?
It was my primary care, Dr. Manuel Chan. His last name is spelled C-H-O-N.
Oh, and okay. Did you see him in Southgate on Tweedy Boulevard?
Yes, ma'am. How do you know that?
The internet gives us a lot of useful information.
No, you live in Long Beach, you know where my doctor at? Okay.
Oh, that's so funny. Okay, and was Dr. Chan the same doctor that had treated you for the meningioma as well, or is that a separate doctor?
No, I had a neurologist for that.
Okay, who was your neurologist?
Dr. Dane Copeland.
Okay, Copeland. Okay, and is that... Okay. And it looks like he is currently in Santa Fe Springs, but where did you see him at PIH in Downey?
Yeah, I saw him at PIH in Downey, yeah.
Okay, got it. Okay, and go ahead and get that information in. Okay, and the next thing we're going to go over is going to be the doctor that had prescribed you the Depo shot. Now, is that going to be Dr. Chan, your family doctor, or was there a separate doctor that prescribed you the Depo shots?
No, it was my PCP. Yeah.
Okay, got it. Okay, so let me go ahead and put that in then. And did you have the shots there at the facility, or did you, you know, did they prescribe it home to you and you picked it up at a local pharmacy?
No, I had it at my doctor's office.
You had it there. Okay, perfect. Mm-hmm. Let me go ahead and put that in then. Okay. All right. Okay, and at Dr. Chan's office, they are going to have the medical records showing your diagnosis. Is that right?
That would be correct, yes.
Okay, gotcha. And last thing here is we are just going to be needing an emergency contact. We're not able to share any information about your case to them. This is just because we like having a secondary phone number, just in case, you know, this one gets disconnected.
Okay, that would be my son, Richard, okay. R-I-C-H-A-R-D.
Thank you.
Richard Jefferson.
Jefferson. Okay.
His phone number is 562-810-0796.
96. Perfect. Thank you so much. All right. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to go ahead and draft up our consent forms. If I'm not already, you can actually go ahead and put me on the speakerphone now.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, you're on speaker.
Perfect. Okay, so what I'm about to do is I'm going to send you these forms. It'll be sent through both your text message and email. Whichever one pops in first, just go ahead and click on that one, okay?
Okay.
Okay, but before I do that, I just want to confirm that all the information did populate correctly. So you are confirming that you are Sir Linda Burns at 15528 Orange Avenue, Apartment 6, Paramount, California, 90723. Is that all correct?
That would be correct, ma'am.
Okay, and your date of birth here as May 18, 1961, with the social security number of 553-439980. Is that all correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. I just sent that over. Again, you're going to see a text message pop in. Go ahead and click on it once you see it on your side.
Go to...
Yes, so let's look at your text messages, mm-hmm. And at the bottom, there should be a link that you're able to click on. Is that right?
Yes, on DocuSign.
Perfect. Let's go ahead and click on that, and whenever the page loads up, let me know.
It's loaded.
Perfect. Okay, and now you're going to see a little pop-up, and it'll say, do you agree to SMS messages? It's asking if it is okay for us to text you with updates on your case. Go ahead and click yes.
Okay.
The next one is going to say it's going to be a security check. Just make sure your email is correct on there, and then go ahead and click continue.
Got it.
Mm-hmm. The next one is going to say please.
Wait. Look where my phone is dying. Phone is dying right now.
Oh, okay.
Let me see where we are. Oh, yeah. Let me get my charger. Hold on.
No worries. No worries. It happens. No worries.
Oh, that's 5%. 5%.
Oh, my goodness. At least you caught it now before it was too late.
Yeah, let me put my phone so I can be safe. Perfect.
Okay.
We might have to start over.
No worries.
So, okay, I'm going to go. I know what to do now. Hold on.
Okay, yep.
It says continue.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now I'm ready.
Okay. At this page, does it say please review and act on these documents?
Yes.
Okay. And at the bottom, do you see where it says I agree to electronic records?
Yes.
Go ahead and checkmark that box and then click where it says continue.
Got it.
Now, the next page is you're going to go ahead. You see at the very top, it'll say start in yellow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah,
let's go ahead and click on start. Now, what I want you to do is look for a yellow box with a downward facing arrow. Mm-hmm. Let's go ahead and click on that. And now you can either do two things. You can draw your signature the way you normally do. Sometimes it kind of looks a bit wonky. Or you can click select style. It'll create one for you. Whichever you're more comfortable with.
Select style. I want that.
Okay, yeah, select style.
Oh,
it should be right there on the side. Yeah, perfect. And then you see your full name.
Got it. That's the one. I found one I like.
Okay, perfect. Yes, choose the style you like. And then when you're happy with it, go ahead, click at the bottom left where it says adopt and sign.
Got it.
Perfect. And then now you'll go see another one of those yellow boxes, and now when you tap it, it'll just stamp your signature on there.
Okay.
And then you'll just tap a couple more for, of course, your initials. Again, these are the consent forms so that the attorneys are able to request for your medical records. And, of course, they need your permission in order to do that.
Yeah. I'm at finish.
Perfect. Let's go ahead and click finish. Oh, my gosh. You did that so fast. Okay.
I'm done.
Perfect. And I know there's a continue button, but you can actually just completely exit out of that page because they're just asking you to create an account, but we actually don't need or want you to do that.
You don't?
Nope.
Okay.
So automatically, this is going to be sent to your email. So if you ever want to go back to it and see, you know, what the heck did I just sign, it'll be in your email.
Mm-hmm.
So you can always take a look at
Thank
it there.
Thank you so much. That's
yeah.
That's how I do. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that
so it'll be there. Yes, of course. And, you know, we, of course, if anything were to happen, you will always have that in your email for your own protection as well. That's what it's there for.
Now, I got a question. Did I just sign with a lawyer?
So you are signing. So what you did sign is a retainer with a law firm. So basically the question that I asked you earlier, did you ever, you know, have an attorney assist you before? Earlier,
right.
A couple of minutes ago, you said no. And then in the future, if someone else asks you, let's say a different type of law firm, someone else asking the same questions like me, you would just simply tell them, I already have representation.
I already have representation.
Exactly.
Listen, what is my law firm? What is the name of my law firm?
Yeah, so actually if you look at the document, which I'm not sure if you still have open up, it's actually a bunch of different law firms at the same time that's going to be representing you, just because they have one working for each different type of, you know, portion of your lawsuit. Like one will be focused on ordering the medical records, one will be responsible for the admin paperwork. So specifically, the law firm is going to be Pulaski. That's going to be the main one that you'll be connecting with. And I can give you their number as well, just in case you ever did want to call them. But you'll also have my number too. I'll text you. So in case you have questions, you can either go to me or the law firm directly, and we'll be able to help you out.
Okay. And what is your name?
Hannah.
Hannah?
Yes,
yeah, that's all up there.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And what is your number, Hannah?
Yes. Do you have a pen, paper to jot it down?
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. So again, my name is Hannah. And my phone number, my direct number, is going to be area code 949.
Okay.
And then 688.
688.
Mm-hmm. And then
6038. Okay, that's 949-688-6038.
Perfect. You got it.
Thank you, Hannah. Yep. Is there anything else? I'm excited now.
No, that's good. Yeah, so.
I know.
Yeah, so you don't actually have to do anything from now until, you know, when the law firms do call you. If they do need to reach out to you, again, it's going to be Pulaski. They'll probably be calling you from a 909 number. When they do, yeah, so they usually just have like a five-minute phone call with you. So just make sure you pick up the phone or get back to them when they do leave you a message. And that's basically it. Once they do make that phone call with you, you know, that introduction call, then they start pulling your records. They, you know, build evidence for you so that, you know, all that had happened to you, what you were diagnosed with, they want to make sure that you are getting the justice that you deserve, okay?
Okay, I will.
Yeah. And again, I'll text you with this information so that you have it all. And for some reason, if you do have any other questions that do pop up later, you're like, hey, you know, maybe I'm not sure about this, anything like that, just feel free to call me and we'll be able to figure out whatever we need to together, okay?
Okay, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I appreciate your time, Ms. Olivia.
I have a law firm. Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
of course.
You.
And again, if there's any questions that you have or if there's anything you feel is important that you feel like that the law firm needs to know, anything you feel will help, just feel free to reach out to us and we're going to be here for you, okay?
I appreciate you, Hannah. I really do. Have a happy holiday, okay?
Yep, you too. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.